What's happening, babies? We're Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Elton Howard Jr.
And we are Three Guys Home, babies.
Sounds very 70s.
And we are right back at you.
That's some groovy shit, dog.
You jive turkey suckers.
That is some groovy shit, my man.
You jive turkey suckers.
Give me five on the black hand side.
Watch the Masters today.
Oh, did you just email me, Elton? Is that your email? Okay.
Yeah.
Jive turkey suckers. Tiger Woods is tied for fifth, baby.
He's not coming back today.
By now, the shit's over, bro. Don't matter. He still has had the monster comeback of all comebacks.
Has he actually
from where he was at to where he is now? Shit.
Well, where he is now.
He was done not even a month ago. People were like, he'll never play again.
Where he is now is only one tournament, though. So let's see him put together a nice two tournaments. Let's have not wince after a drive
a little bit like
next
a hater
week.
There,
I'm just saying he's been back. 2 years ago, he was golfer of the year. He didn't win any majors. Or 3 years ago.
Okay, baby.
Remember, he was back. And then he's like, you're like, okay, Tiger's back. And then he does that one swing where he just grabs his back right after that. And you're like, oh, his back's not back.
He had surgery, though. So
yeah, well, he's had like three surgeries. I mean, hopefully, I hope he's back. But
want to be your brother. So does the PGA.
I'd like to see him have a string of good rounds.
Because he wants to be your brother, your father, your lover, your friend.
That's smooth, Daddy. That's real smooth, Daddy.
I want to be everything for you, baby.
That is so smooth.
Sounds like a chasing Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. Get him.
Yeah.
This song was sampled in something, so I saw it as a related video on YouTube the other day.
Sometimes
that happens.
I'm sure, Cat Daddy. What's happening, y'all?
Hope y'all having a good day, man. Hope y'all having a good day. We are back. We have any more emails?
Yeah.
We got a couple emails.
The emails.
Go ahead and get right into them, baby.
One of the emails was just a link to something.
Jive turkey sucker.
I'll pull it up because we talked about something last week.
Yeah.
The first email, let's talk about. The first email is from ER. I don't want to say the whole name because we shouldn't do that. ER sends us a. Message. This is about last Thursday's podcast.
So it's a video message?
No, it's just a quick email with a link.
Okay.
Yes. This is the first part. I'm a new listener of the podcast, and Randolph had me reminiscing about Barrio Boys.
Barrio Boys, yes, sir.
Don't judge me. P.S. D-Lo was by 702, not 701, off by one digit. Thanks for the entertainment. And then we get a video link. The Barrio
that
Boys.
That is Barrio Boys, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That's Barrio Boys.
It's the Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys, rather.
He's out of New York. Puerto Rican dudes.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC style boy band.
Oh, wow.
I almost called them the Blackstreet. I did call them the Blackstreet Boys.
Damn. Where are they now?
Gone?
What?
They probably own a food truck.
What are they selling? Burritos?
They might.
Bitches singing for these burritos.
They might be big in like some other part of the world right now.
What happened? Norway.
Big in Japan?
Oh, no.
Big in Central America?
Yeah. Big in Zimbabwe.
It's a decent song, but
it's kind of
it was like everything
state
else.
Of the run of the mill,
we
rather.
Heard at that time.
Yeah. Run of the mill, like mid 90s kind of.
Do you ever think about how many people actually, how many groups and artists that almost came out that we never seen?
Yeah, yeah, and they all sound kind of like they all like got their break. They're like, oh, I'm gonna be big, and then like nothing really happened, and now they're just YouTube relics.
Yep, that's crazy.
I only knew about them because I was dating a Mexican girl at the time who was into them.
You was dating a Mexican. You ever dated any black women?
Yes, Howard. I have dated black women.
Yeah.
Yes, Howard.
Yes.
I have dated many black women.
Mexican women.
Dated
white women.
Yes.
Guatemalan.
It's not my fault that they don't want me. They don't all want you.
We'll talk about dating in a minute, Elton.
No, we don't need to talk.
That ain't my fault. They're all willing to get with me.
They all want the sexual chocolate.
You know who I don't see in the Barrio Boys is like the bad boy. I don't see like a guy with a sinister goatee and tattoos.
Is the goatee is sinister?
Yeah, there's a guy who's like the guy who's is a little bit. A little dangerous. You don't know what's going on with that guy.
Is that why you have yours?
He's got some shitty, scruffy facial hair going. No, mine's not sinister.
It's not.
It doesn't come to a point.
It's not.
That's how you know.
That's the definition
that's
of
the evil Andy.
Yeah. Mine is more history professor.
The bizarro Andy. it's history professor.
Yeah.
Oh, so that means you fucking the co-eds.
No, the good history professor.
Audio boys. Oh, they got a rapper.
Oh, where is that nigga?
Think about a heist. Roll the dice. Now with champagne on ice. Time of sacrifice.
Somebody else was on the label at the time. Ooh, put him on your song.
Yeah, he was gonna make it. This song was this was career kryptonite for all of them.
Dressed like every other.
Yeah, this is so weird. They in the shower.
There was a lot of water back then. Yeah. A lot of moisture in
the
band videos.
Water is where the everything comes from. You don't understand.
Right. But now we need to be conserving water because there's a big drought in California.
Let me see that.
Did you pull them over?
I got a group that's kind of similar to them.
I think having sex in the shower is overrated anyway.
Very overrated. If you've listened to Randolph Terrence, you've heard me talk about
it. If you've ever had sex in the shower.
Blue Magic.
Very overrated. With one of my white girls. So yeah.
We're going to talk about a story involving you.
Yeah, because they
shower.
Don't care if they're.
We have a story without taking a shower.
They don't have any. They don't care about their hair getting wet, the white girls.
There's a group called Ideal. It's four Puerto Rican dudes.
Ideal.
Same shit. Listen.
Hey, girl.
It's the same. It's the same beat. Sound.
What? Hey, girl. Let me talk to you, girl.
Because they gotta
girl?
Sing.
Oh, girl.
They gotta sing to the women, you know, baby.
What's your number, girl?
Oh, I remember this song.
Yeah. Remember this song?
Ideal.
I remember this.
Oh, that's like, yeah, just like a generic, like, mid-90s, four-part harmony kind of group.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Puerto Rican dudes, though.
Yeah,
that was what set them apart.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican guys.
Yeah, Puerto Rican niggas are still the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
I bet those guys hated Gerardo.
He killed it for him.
Man, fuck that dude, man. Rico Suave.
We're
bullshit.
Serious
We're
here.
The real shit, man.
Yeah, Rico Suave still getting paid, though.
Oh, and he's the one getting all the girls?
This song got me ass, I'm going to be honest. This song got me some ass, some Mexican ass. Elm.
Oh, Mexican. You got some Mexican booty.
Got a lot of Mexican booty.
Texas, man. They're everywhere.
I lived in Texas. I got a lot of it.
Or maybe
they're everywhere, just streaming across the board.
Setting
up families.
Building food trucks.
Building a food truck.
Building a food
truck. They actually built it out of wood.
You got the engine out of old Chevy pickup truck.
I always like the songs that they put on the, when you pull a song up into the songs.
The related
like,
videos.
The related videos. There's always songs like this shit.
Joe Public.
Yeah. Joe Public.
Oh, Joe Public. That's
Joe
by himself. That's R. Kelly's. Wasn't Joe Public R. Kelly? No, that was the announcement.
That was Public Announcements.
Right.
And he dropped them immediately.
Man.
This is what people don't understand. This is how you get drunk down the rabbit hole.
Hey, girl, have you ever heard of Public Announcement?
You start looking at the other ones. You're like, oh, wait a minute.
I was in Public Announcement, girl.
Yeah. I was that third guy that was behind R. Kelly.
What would you like to drink tonight?
Because this is the next song, right? But then if you scroll through their things, you're like, oh, what are some songs?
Oh, there you go.
Remember that?
That was a hit right there. Oh, yeah.
Too close.
Remember that?
Too close.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Don't stop now.
Yeah.
Don't stop now.
You done did it.
The song's only 10 seconds in. You don't stop now.
They disappeared. They disappeared.
I do. boy, you're getting real close.
We've talked about this one on the podcast. That song is about a girl making your dick hard on the dance floor.
Yeah. You're making it hard for me.
You're too close.
Yeah. Then you had this song.
Ooh, we dancing like we're naked.
All right, this is all related videos now.
Yeah.
These are all...
It's that same double beat.
People who like that might have liked this.
See, but here's what happens is that it starts to send you down. It starts to send you down a certain rabbit hole. Like, right. Okay, so you go from there. You go to Mark Morrison. This song. But then you end up here. Oh, here we go.
You gotta watch commercial.
Commercial. You can skip ad.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Bye.
No one waits for that 6 second.
Then you end up here with a Maxi Priest song.
Maxi Priest.
Oh, shit. Well, he's still relevant.
All right. What are the odds we hear Soul to Soul next?
I'm looking right now.
Maxi.
Which brings you here.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
No, wait. Even better.
I'm just spitballing here. Yeah. Even.
Shabba Ranks. Wow. You gotta let this one roll, though. We should. Oh shit. Watch this.
Somebody's cooking something strong. You smell it?
Yeah.
That's what made me.
Is there somebody on their patio or something?
I don't know. I'm about to go buy some steaks to grill.
We have another email. I guess I'll leave
you.
Yeah,
we're going to bring that email up, but I'm showing you where the rabbit hole takes you. So now we're here, right?
Right.
Okay.
Let me show you how
your body can lie to me, which takes you here.
Please be Father MC. Please be Father MC. Anyone from the East Coast family.
Here's the thing.
That's it.
Oh, okay. You're going.
Shabba has a lot of songs.
Right.
Johnny People Hitter. Forget that. Shabba had a lot of really good songs. He had a lot of hitters.
You got to pull up Bedroom Bully. That's my shit.
Bedroom Bully?
Yeah, Shabba Ranks.
That sounds problematic.
Song. What?
That sounds problematic. Bedroom Bully?
That's Shabba Ranks' song, Bedroom Bully. Bedroom Bully. Shabba.
We have an email from Damien.
What's up, Damien?
New listener, Damien. Sup, guys. Became a fan after hearing mention of you on the
What's happening, baby?
On the Three Negroes podcast.
Oh!
Shout out to Three Negroes podcast.
They shouted us out. Shout out to them.
Randolph comes with that black uncle wisdom.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Tim comes with the reformed player perspective. And Andy comes in sounding like the token white guy in every rap group off camera. Token?
With the big phone?
I don't understand. How am I? I'm part of the show, man.
There's nothing token about it.
I'm Andy Klein. I'm the second voice you hear. That's not the token.
I'm Andy Klein.
That's not the second voice. The token is...
Andy say nothing token about me.
Token white guy in every rap group off camera. There is sometimes...
Oh, man.
I guess that guy is like part of the financial... The part of this where we're at in the video. Anyway, a few questions from Damien.
Anyway,
would the token be reading this email? Would the token have the
Uncle Randolph calm down?
The responsibility to read the emails, Damien? I don't think so.
We don't think so, Damien.
Stop othering me.
The token gets coffee.
I'm not an intern here.
Andy, I need some coffee.
Anyway, a few questions. Is it me, or does it feel like all the bloggers who were against Trevor Noah post the release of his old tweets secretly wish they got some liberal hipster douche instead of him?
Yes.
Like they didn't like him? I do think there were some people that were more front runners. He was a little bit of a I wouldn't say outside the box because he's part of the Daily Show, but he wasn't on the short list for a lot
of people. No, not at all.
Yeah.
He was really... No one was even thinking about it.
I think a lot of the digging into his past was, who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
Because we're not familiar with
him. Yeah, they wanted the girl. If it had been the black chick that was on there, no one would have looked at her tweets.
Right. Jessica Williams.
At all.
Yeah.
If it had been Samantha Bee, who was I was pushing for, if it had been Samantha Bee, no one would have looked at her tweets.
Someone mentioned John Fugel saying, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. Well, he's a white guy.
Well, he's a white guy, but he's also political.
Yeah. Trevor's
But he's really more known. Like, he's outside the box, too. He wasn't one of the shortlist people, but I don't know if they would dig into his.
Jon Stewart kind of became political. Was his comedy always political?
A little bit.
A little bit.
But Trevor Noah has way more international appeal.
He's a star. Yeah.
Right. He's going to be a man. Yeah. He's going to be huge for that show.
Yeah.
So they picked right.
Mm-hmm. Damien's next question. How the fuck does one not figure out they're black? After we talked about the girl who grew up thinking she was Jewish.
Well, it's the thing of when you're raised in a community, when everybody tells you this lie and there's no one else around you, you're not exposed to black culture literally at all. You grow up in Woodstock, you're not exposed to the culture at all until you go away to high school. You believe what is given to you. You're talking about children. You gotta remember that. You're talking about children. Right. When she went away to college, it became apparent to her. Here's a credit to her was she didn't run away from it. The Black Student Alliance approached her and she joined.
Right.
She didn't run away from it. She just sat quietly and listened, and it opened up a whole new world for her. So that was the point of the whole documentary was.
That's beautiful.
It was just this lie that was presented to her, and everybody stuck to that fucking lie. They would not give up that lie.
Yeah. She was just enlightened by her blackness. That's beautiful.
You know?
And when you're a kid, I mean, we hold on to a lot of things we learned as kids that we just are still in our heads now.
Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy.
Well, all the
Santa Claus superstitions
that you have. I mean, religion is a superstition, but any superstition, about that, everyone has little superstitions, little things they do that just come from being a kid that you can intellectualize as this doesn't mean anything really,
mm-hmm. right?
But it's in you now; it's part of you. So we all hold on to shit from childhood.
And everybody in the community was.
Bad parenting.
Synced to the same. It is bad parenting, but everybody in the community was synced to the same lie, and no one gave it up.
Nobody. That's sad.
It was ridiculous.
Damien's next question: why is it that black rooms aren't kind to actual black nerd comics?
Because black nerd.
Well, there's a thing about it's not so much a black rooms, in my opinion. In my opinion, there's a thing about you have to be relatable to your audience, and certain. There are different types of black rooms inside the genre of black room, if that makes sense.
Right.
And some rooms you go to, they don't want to hear that bullshit.
No.
Well, I think too,
it's relatability.
You can be a nerd, a black nerd comic, but if it depends on what your act is like. If you're up there doing like the weird, awkward, subtle.
Black people don't want to hear that shit.
That's not necessarily even a nerd thing. You can be a non-nerd and have a subtle, weird act.
Well, it's not about black people.
Audiences tend to gravitate toward more real confidence, bravado, real. But if you're a nerd with confidence, a black nerd with confidence, you'll be fine. Just like if you're a white guy with confidence that the crowd isn't expecting to see. You'll be fine.
And
but
not fake confidence, just confidence in the material.
How do you fake? Yeah, you have to have confidence in your material, but then you also have to be aware of your audience. Is that your phone?
Randolph's loud buzzing phone.
Right. You have to be aware of your audience. And also, it's also about socioeconomics, because you can be a nerd black comic in front of a black audience, but if their median income is $100,000, then more than likely your jokes are going to go over. But if you're a nerd black comic in your audience and their median income is about $32,000 a year, then you're going to have to just throw some niggas in there and act a fool.
$10,000 of that is from unsavory.
Right.
Unreported.
Well, right. Unreported income. Like if they out there hustling, you know.
Yeah. I just feel like that
dishing them packs.
In general, black crowds appreciate a certain polish that. I mean, and there are also polished nerd comics, but a lot of the nerd comedy is intentionally unpolished.
Yeah, there's also a thing about aesthetic. you have to make your act presentable for your audience. And there's this thing about people get defiant about, well, these people are stupid and I'm not going to make them laugh. Well, your job is to make them laugh.
Right.
That's why you're on the stage.
Right.
So figure out how to make them laugh at your joke.
Right. Smart jokes.
Rather than standing up there being defiant about, well, these people are so stupid, to which I always tell a comic, so you can't make stupid people laugh?
Yeah, you're not a good comic.
You're smarter than them.
Well, the answer is, I don't want to.
That's what it is. Well, then get off that stage.
Don't take the gig.
Right.
Don't take the gig and get off that stage.
That's fine, because if you want to cater to a specific audience that's intellectual or likes subtlety, that's fine.
Yep.
Word but if you play. Take a gig yeah. in a hood room,
you can't take that gig then.
you're nah. you gotta do.
You go. Yeah. You gonna drown.
Do,
what
do the job.
You do what they. Mm. You do what the job is required of you.
Because they will eat you alive.
Yeah, there's just a different thing that certain crowds respond to.
Sharks, blood in the water.
And then Damien, the last question is: why is being non-threatening as a black comic prudent to being successful?
Because the people who are the gatekeepers don't like threatening black people. that's like anything in life.
But threatening mm-hmm. being threatening black person is being angry.
Exactly.
In a sense, but if you can be angry and you can maintain your anger and bring it out in your comedy, but not look too threatening. It's
fake edgy.
But it's a balance.
We're not allowed to be as black people. We're not allowed to be.
Fuck that. You have to have a balance.
We're not allowed. Ask Barack Obama if he's allowed to just show anger. Ask him.
I would say
the next time you see him.
Next time I see Barack Obama, he's allowed to be angry at the meeting.
This is why when people complain about how Barack Obama is not angry enough as a black person, to say I'm like, how do you as a black person not completely understand what he's going through?
Oh my God, you have to understand.
He's been going through that his whole life. You think he made it all the way through those elite Ivy schools without knowing how to walk this line of you're not allowed to show anger. You're not even allowed to be quiet. And just not be smiley and friendly with people because they get scared of you. Because the majority of the people get scared of you.
It's a gray area, and it's hard if you're smart and you want to do comedy and you're black, and then you want your peers, which are your people, to like you. But if your jokes, they don't like your jokes, then it's kind of disappointing. And I've been through that personally because I'm talking specifically about
being angry.
Well, but being non-threatening.
And I'm doing air quotes when I say angry. Being non-threatening. I don't want you to talk about anything having to do with race. I don't want you to talk about anything that makes me uncomfortable. I just want you to talk about things that are light and just be the black guy who I can be friends with and talk about things that are light.
No, fuck
talk
that.
About fucking my daughter because I don't want her fucking you.
I think in comedy,
stuff like that.
I think even you can't be very threatening as any race of comic. There's a thing about being too threatening. Now, there are people who have in the past broken through, Bobby Slayton, George Carlin, but a truly angry, not fake edgy, but a truly threatening white comic is not going to.
I believe that.
Be pushed either.
But the threshold of threatening is drastically higher for a black man than it is for anybody else.
So you're saying the margin is bigger?
It's huge.
The industry is not going to accept. Something that's too threatening.
There's a reason why Kevin Hart is big, and this is not downing Kevin Hart. I'm not one of these comics who down Kevin Hart. I have nothing against Kevin Hart.
Can you turn my microphone off? I don't want to be part of this.
I think he's funny. I have nothing against
him. Yes, Kevin Hart is very funny.
I think he's funny. I have nothing against him.
I love this. Love his
hustle. Kevin Hart is like 3 feet tall.
I think he's 5'4".
Right off the bat, with a huge dick, according to Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
So right off the bat.
Big penis.
That takes away the edge.
His big penis takes off the edge?
His height.
His height?
Off the bat, that takes away
the
edge.
He's got a big smile.
His height.
He's smiley.
His height and his penis.
And that's him. He's not putting on any fronts. That's just him. He has a great smile.
His third leg.
And he is. He only talks about his family and stuff like that. He doesn't really talk about race. Doesn't really talk about anything like that. And again, nothing wrong with that. That's what he chooses to do. Because he doesn't run away from that. And he doesn't run away from being black.
Bill
Cosby ran away from it, specifically. Until the Cosby Show, then he really embraced blackness.
But he ran to a bunch of white women.
Well, that too. But in his stand-up act, he never talked about race. He specifically didn't, you know. And the reason why you don't talk about race is because people don't like to talk about race. No, I like Kevin Hart a lot.
I love Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I have a problem with him.
Well, you look at Patrice O'Neal,
huge, 6'4", 300 pounds.
But he was a guy who
talked about
was legitimately edgy.
And he was very angry.
Now, he did eventually break through.
But look how long it took him. A long time, but then he died. You
know. But he was legitimately taking risk on stage.
Huge.
And risk-taking on stage is not something that is embraced.
Yeah, and he had to build his audience through Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, he was amazing.
So he built it. He built his audience, and he was not one who performed a lot in front of black people.
No.
You know, I recall the one time I saw him do specifically in front of black people was at Def Jam. He did very well because he was a great comic.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one who embraced. He went through Opie and Anthony. It was for Opie and Anthony. I don't think Patrice would have been as big as he was.
Possibly. That's great, but I'm glad
I had to go another way.
That guy was he definitely was a comedic
guy. He was a beast.
He was amazing.
He was a beast. He was a monster, and he was really smart. And his line of thinking is really smart and really logical. But he's a huge dude, huge black man who
he was very
spoken
he looked,
in who was to, spoken in aggressive, and I'm doing
air quotes,
an aggressive manner.
He was very threatening.
Yeah.
Physically.
Keith Robinson. Keith is 50. You know? And if it wasn't for Kevin Hart, Keith don't got no shine coming his way.
I love Keith's Kevin Hart.
Keith's an aggressive dude.
Kevin
he's
Hart
funny.
Is, yeah, Keith. Yep, I don't know him. Keith, I like
Keith
Kevin.
Robinson. He's funny.
Kevin is funny. Big penis.
You want to talk about your dating situation?
Yeah. I have a big penis. What are you talking about?
I don't want to talk about your penis.
No. Yeah. Right now I'm dating Ethiopian young woman.
We were talking about this girl last night, right?
Yep. Nope. I met her in person. I didn't meet her on Tinder.
How did you meet her?
I met her at my leasing office.
At your apartment building?
At my apartment complex.
Why were you in the leasing office?
Because I had to complain about roaches that I have in my apartment.
So you went to the leasing office and to say, hey, I got some roaches.
I got some roaches.
What I don't have is your number.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's exactly
how it went down.
Is that how it went down?
I have roaches, but I don't have your number. Write it down right here for me.
And then you left and called
her? I left, and then we've been texting and talking ever since.
Oh, you were telling me about the hookups. You got some hookups?
I had a few. Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about the parking space.
Oh, some. Yeah, I got
a. She hooked you up with a parking space.
She hooked me up with a parking
space. A reserved parking space.
Yeah, that's a fee for
I'm
that.
Not talking about where you park your dick either. I'm talking about
no.
Where you park
I parked
your car.
My penis a couple of times. Yeah, exactly. Because the parking is not prime at that place. So, you know, I get off. Sometimes I stop, you know, a show late and I don't find no space. And I was like, hey, I got roaches. I need some compensation for my extra roommates.
Oh, is that how you played it?
Yeah, because I need some compensation because I got roommates and they not paying no rent. They crawling around and
then
shit.
Then you don't have roommates.
He's doing he's talking about the roaches.
Talking about roach roommates. Motherfuckers ain't paying no rent. So
you guilted her into giving you a parking space.
Somewhat. She hooked me up with that.
But they haven't gotten rid of the roaches yet.
I saw one yesterday. No, they working though. I was working with the exterminator.
You know you can get.
Get what?
Stuff to kill him. Have you been laying out stuff to kill him?
No, I got to get some stuff myself.
Oh, you haven't put any of your own stuff out?
I've had the pest control guy come by. And then one time he came by when I wasn't at home and he pissed me off because he left a little thing and they got to leave a receipt. Well, I was here for this and I did this.
Yeah.
And he said, dirty dishes and greasy pans attract pests. And I'm like,
you didn't know that?
I knew that. You know, I'm
did
not
you
like
have dirty dishes sitting.
You should blame the victim, though.
Did you have dirty dishes sitting
I had
there?
Dirty
when, dish shaming you.
I mean, it made
when
me
when the guy came.
I wanted
you didn't
to
clean up.
No, I didn't because I was tired. I was like, I don't feel like cleaning up. Just get rid of these roaches because I've never had roaches before. But I've lived in two different other apartment complexes. In my house, cleaning.
He's trying
is
to make
not,
it your fault.
Yeah. He's like, I'm stupid.
It's
something.
Not your fault.
I'm like, no, it's not my fault. These roaches were here before I moved in here.
Right.
This is fucking ridiculous. Get rid of these roaches.
Right. And it just happened to like your grease.
Right. But they didn't come to the grease. I watched dishes last night. So I don't want no roaches, man. But then I got a parking space because I got roaches. So
well,
I guess.
You got
gym access
without paying for that either.
Yep.
So you should thank the roaches.
I should. Thank you, roaches. Are you listening? Maybe they're listening. I don't know because they might be listening.
Has this girl been to your apartment?
She has. She came a few times.
Did you wash dishes first?
No, I didn't. I don't do that.
Yes.
Women don't care. Women don't care. Women like, oh, you a man. And I just say, I just play on this shit. No, I'm not cleaning up.
Is it that like that scene from Do the Right Thing or from Coming to America where you're like, there's a lot of flies, but you boys from Africa.
Yeah.
Exactly. You should be used to that.
I'm a man.
You're Ethiopian.
I'm a man. Yeah, roaches. Yeah, you're Ethiopian. I'm used to it. Y'all should be used to this.
All right. Do you want to talk about the girl who...
you should talk about the other girl.
I want to tell the story.
You go ahead. Tell the story. And
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, the duty.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's a duty. Duty calls.
I hooked up with a girl. Was this Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, you're talking about that girl? Jesus.
No, Christ. I'm talking about the girl who came into your bathroom.
No, that was a different girl. Okay. See, it was a different girl.
Right. I got their date wrong.
The shit, I mean, okay, go ahead. Which one you
Ellen
want to
hooked
talk
up
about?
With a girl. She spent the night.
Right.
Right. She did she is that the one that ruined your bed?
Yeah, she
did she shit in your bed?
No.
No, she did shit. Oh. She squirted.
Oh wow.
All over his sleep number mattress.
Right, my sleep number. I got a king size sleep number.
Now you got a water bed.
By squirted you mean
it's,
pee.
It's stained.
She peed the bed.
Yes, yeah. She did.
So Elton the next morning, right?
The next morning I'm chilling, you know, she's laying in bed, so I go take a shower. And I'm taking a shower, just going probably my second soaping. I'm soaping up a little bit.
Was
second
soaping?
Sometimes you do
two coats.
Sometimes I do coats, especially depending on the night I had.
That's how gross she is.
I scrub my nuts.
You gotta wash twice.
I double scrub my balls.
I still feel dirty.
I double scrub my balls. Sometimes.
Itchy is the word.
So I'm enjoying the showers. I like the water. I'm enjoying it. And then all of a sudden I smell something. I'm like, the fuck is that? I was like, oh my god, that was crazy. She was literally in there taking a shit, and then she took a shit while I was taking a shower.
So she came into your bathroom while you snuck in. You didn't hear her.
No, I didn't hear her. I smelled her though.
And she, like a ninja,
shit ninja,
started shitting.
Shit ninja,
like a shit
she didn't because you have one bathroom.
I have one bathroom.
Shit ninja.
She starts shitting, and you are unaware,
completely.
So you're in there like singing.
Yeah, just doing material. Yeah, right. Singing in the shower.
And she is there like she's trying to get in and get out without you noticing.
Yeah, that was not possible.
So, and then you start smelling it.
Yes, because and then on top of that, I don't have an exhaust fan. So that made it doubly.
Oh.
That made it horrible.
So, all right. So then you finish your shower.
Uh-huh. And she's sitting there.
You pull the curtain.
Right,
she's still there.
She's still there, and then
she didn't get out in time.
Nope. Hey, daddy.
you don't want that pussy after that.
Man, I turned off the water, and I hear splashing.
Do you have any baby wipes?
The fuck,
her splash.
Man, that was nasty.
And then so what do you do? What do you say?
I was like, what are you doing? What are you? I was like, oh, I couldn't help it. I sat down and I peed and it just
I couldn't help it.
It just started coming out. And it's like, don't worry about it. Your farts are worse. I'm like, bitch, you're taking a shit.
Yeah.
How the fuck is a fart worse than taking a shit?
Right. And by the way, she's still sitting on the toilet during this.
Yes.
She's not saying like, hey, could you just step out? We'll talk later.
Hey, no, daddy, listen.
No, because my bathroom is
Don't worry. Far.
That's
about it. Yeah.
That was bad.
It's gonna be all right.
And then she,
daddy.
And then she asked for a washcloth so she can wash the ass. She washed the ass in my sink.
All right, let's start over.
That's good.
Oh, wait a second.
I should respect that. You got to burn that washcloth
with your mattress. So you're stepping out of the shower, and now you're having this weird conversation with her where you're trying to finish your shower routine while she tries to finish her shit routine.
Right.
So did you then leave the bathroom?
No, because I had to dry off. I have this thing where I don't like stepping on my rug until my feet are dry. So I couldn't. I had to wait a little while when I'm talking
to
her.
So you're standing
in the bathroom. I'm kind of in the shower, kind of drying off in the shower.
Having a conversation with her.
Right.
And while
like,
she's,
why are you taking this shit? It's like,
and she is not finishing.
She was finished. Like, as I was getting out of the shower, she was finishing.
And she didn't want to give you a courtesy flush because she didn't want you to know you were in. She was trying to get out before you.
I don't think she understood what a courtesy flush was.
Okay, go ahead. Well, she pissed all over your bed.
Yes, all over.
So, all right. So, then she has the nerve to ask you for a washcloth. That's how bad it was.
Right, because she had this. Yeah, she could just use regular toilet paper.
Right. Did she try?
I think she did make a couple of attempts, and I guess she wasn't satisfied to how clean her ass was, so she needed soap and water.
And then she didn't even get in your shower.
She didn't.
Where the soap and water are.
She should have, after that shit.
The soap and water are in the shower.
She needed to soak in the bath. But that was a bad one. I was like, oh my God, no wonder.
And then so she takes, okay, so
she cleaned
ruins,
up, though. She cleaned herself up.
Yeah, she ruins your bed.
She cleans. She
ruins your shower that you took.
Yeah, she ruined it because I was having a good time.
She ruined the washcloth. What did you do with the washcloth?
I threw it away.
Did you?
No, I washed it because I don't.
You washed the washcloth?
Yeah.
Burn that motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't keep that washcloth. You know what? That attracts roaches. You can't have that washcloth.
That's why I got a reserved parking space. So.
And then you never talk to her again?
No, we've communicated since, but I mean,
oh, you told me. Wait,
I haven't slept with her since.
You told me that you went to her apartment.
Yeah.
All right. This is another wrinkle. This girl is disgusting. Elton went to her apartment. This is two different occasions.
Yes, it is.
Ellen went to her apartment. Because the first one you can forgive. He's in her apartment like, hey, this is nice. No roaches. This is a nice place.
No roaches.
It's pretty cool. No dishes in the sink? Man. All right.
Yeah, no dishes
in the sink. So Ellen walks to her bathroom, walking across her piles of clothes. Yeah, walking. Because she knows no boundaries.
Yeah, because she's a source.
All over the floor.
Of course.
Ellen goes into the bathroom to urinate.
Yeah, take a pee. Yeah, number one.
Opens up the toilet and there is shit, sitting in there.
Where'd you find it? Where'd you meet this bitch?
Now, wait a second.
I met her at the draft house when I got bumped. Like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Oh, so don't put it on us.
It's all your fault.
Nasty bitch.
So there is shit in the toilet. And so you have to flush it.
That's strike two, man.
And then, what are you talking about?
That was first.
That was she
first.
Have a five-year-old?
No.
Oh, that was the first thing?
That was before.
You should have fucked in it. What are you doing?
But here's the fucked up part.
She does have a good pussy.
Because you can chalk that up to... Because she said, she was like, oh, I think maybe I
took a shower. She said right before she took a shit.
And forgot to flush. Okay,
that was her excuse.
How many times have you forgotten to flush ever in life?
Well, you kind of...
How many times?
You notice a smell
that
later.
That didn't involve liquor.
Right.
This is the weird part of the story. Okay, so let's say that happened.
Liar.
Let's
how many times
plausible.
In life has that happened?
Let's say that happened. So, let's say she forgot. She's absent-minded. Maybe she's got early onset Alzheimer's. I mean, you know, if she's your age, she might be a grandmother.
You know what?
So that was...
Bad cop Andy.
And then you came to her house another time. Because now... It's embarrassing if someone opens up your toilet and they see shit floating in there.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, I'm never going to make that mistake again. Holy shit, what a wake-up call that was. It's almost like checking the stove and make sure you turn it off.
Yeah,
you
don't want to die from gas.
Elton goes over to her house another time and is like, man, I got to piss. It's like the beginning of Gin and Juice. I got to piss. And Elton goes into the bathroom. Walks across the piles of dirty clothes on the floor and shitty washcloths, opens up the toilet, and again,
come on, Elton.
Second time.
What are you doing? This nasty bitch.
Oh, my God.
Who refuses to flush a toilet. Is she one of these eco people who's like,
you know what?
Not when you poop.
They do use washcloths.
Not when you poop.
Because it doesn't gum up the system.
Not when you, oh, God.
Dude. You know what I mean?
Well, that's other countries, they do that. They don't use toilet paper.
Right.
Is she from another country?
No, she's from South Carolina.
She has no excuse.
She's from South
Carolina. Why are you fucking with this nasty bitch?
Well, we're not together no more.
But those were before the time that she took.
Yeah, those two times.
At that point, you know, here's what she's thinking. Well, Elton's obviously okay with my shit.
Okay.
Because he came back. And then he invited me to his house. So why wouldn't I walk in?
Nasty bitches. What is wrong with you?
You should have locked the bathroom door. Why wouldn't I walk in when he's taking a shower and just he it seems to enjoy what
he's
I have.
He's fine with my shit.
Yeah. Why would
By the way, I'm not flushing this toilet when I'm done.
Oh, no.
That's kind of my thing now.
It's just say I'm green. That just works for everybody. I'm green. I'm trying to conserve water.
I'm green.
It's just a little poop. It'll go away.
I'm not flushing this toilet.
Yeah, green turns to brown.
Yeah.
Every fall.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Elton.
Well, she really had good pussy, though.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't that good.
It's never that good.
Well, okay, you're right. You're
it's
right.
Never that good.
You're right.
And then you broke off all ties.
Yeah, sex.
Took three shits for you to break off all ties?
Three shits.
Three shits and you're out.
Three shits and fucking up my bed.
You got a three shit minimum. That's it.
Yeah.
Any more than two shits and I'm done.
That was
three, I'm out.
That was it. She a good girl, though.
Well, no, she's not.
No, she's not.
Stop making excuses for this girl, man.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm an enabler.
She doesn't know boundaries.
I am an enabler.
She doesn't know boundaries.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't understand boundaries.
Yep. She just broke up with another boyfriend.
Imagine that. Another dude broke up with her. Isn't that weird? Another guy broke up with her.
What, she shouldn't have sink? Is that what happened?
She might have.
And forgot to turn on the garbage disposal?
She had a weird thing where she couldn't keep her navel clean. It's like her pussy was good, but her navel would always
you
be
told
stinky.
Me that.
Was it full of shit?
No, it was just stinky. It was always thinking
stinky like shit.
How do you not
just like that? Like toes, like sweat.
Yeah. The little corn.
Why are you fucking with this nasty bitch?
She had some good hair,
dude. It can't be that good, man.
Yeah, it was
not at your age. You don't need to put up with that shit anymore.
Well, you're right. I don't.
You don't play games like that.
No, I don't play games like that.
Apparently you do.
She doesn't flush the toilet or her belly button.
Yeah,
she won't clean anything.
No, she don't clean. She can cook though.
Jesus. Why do you keep finding positives, man?
I mean, because I find a positive
Jesus
in everything.
Jesus Christ.
I got to find a positive in everything.
No,
man.
You
that's
don't.
The, that's the way I do it. That's the way I do it,
what
man.
Is she? What is she so good at cooking?
Because she makes these real good meals, man. It's like she be making them from scratch. I'm like, oh, girl, that's delicious.
Does but she wash her hands first?
She does. She does.
So you might get something. You might catch E. coli or something.
No, E. coli.
How would you even know she washed her hands first?
I'm what? Okay.
Because maybe when she went to the bathroom, she wasn't actually washing her hands.
Maybe.
Maybe she was just smearing shit all over.
Exactly, Elton. You see, that was a trick question. When I said, how do you even know if she washed her hands first? You would have said, I saw her. It's too late.
I saw her. It's
too late.
No. No,
he saw her shitting and not washing her hands.
Yeah, that was bad.
So why would she wash her hands?
But she did
she
wash
cooks?
Her ass, though, after
she washed
shit.
Her ass.
Man, please. She did wash her ass, but, you know, she's
hey,
a hippie.
Elton.
Black
me,
hippie chick.
Let me borrow your favorite t-shirt.
Oh.
I got to wipe my ass.
She did do that. Not my favorite t-shirt, though.
We still haven't talked about all the times you got caught cheating on your wife.
Oh, well, we could talk about those, too, if you would like. If that makes you feel better, bad cop Andy.
It's not even that. I just don't think you realize how hilarious your stories are. Because you tell them all matter of fact. Like, oh, yeah, you know, that happened.
It did.
I keep having to make you stop and rewind to explain to you why this
shit is
ridiculous.
How many times did you cheat on your ex-wife?
How many times? A few. Yeah. But it was with the same woman, though.
A few.
With the,
what's a few?
I can't
this
keep
one wasn't
count.
Shitty.
No, they weren't. I was in love.
With who?
I don't know.
How old were you when you got married?
32, I think.
Oh, you weren't no kid.
But he was immature.
Yeah, I was extremely immature. I think 32, 33, something like that. I was very immature. And I didn't. I had no.
But
I
she stayed with you. She
yeah,
caught you six times.
Yeah, she caught me. Yeah.
Six times that she caught you.
Yeah, exactly. That she caught six times that she caught.
All me. Right, and you told me the other night that she never caught you the same way twice.
Nope, because I usually buttoned up everything. You know, once there was a security breach,
you fucked up six.
Once there was,
why were you staying with her after you fucked around six times?
Because it was convenient. But I don't know.
How long y'all been together before you got married?
On and off, probably for like 12 to 14 years.
Okay. Oh. There's a history there.
Right.
Yeah, that's a reality.
Was your high school sweetheart?
No, I met her when I came here, when I was in the military, like in 90. I met her like in 92.
Yeah, I was living in Maryland.
Yeah, we was living in Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah, over in the area. So,
yeah, over in the area.
So, because you told me she caught you once because your work phone rang.
Right, and I had my side chick call me on my work phone.
Right, and you didn't have the name side chick in your phone?
Like, no, I think I had her under Next. It was a Nextel phone. I had her under Nextel customer service.
Oh, that's not a good one.
No, that was dumb.
Just make it Keith, some random dude's name.
Right. Well, see, you know. How do you know that, Andy?
Because I'm smart, man. I'm thinking ahead.
I was dumb.
So,
yeah.
But also, Nextel customer service doesn't call you at 1 a.m.
No, it was actually early morning. It wasn't 1 a.m.
Okay. And then she said, what? Who's this bitch Nextel?
Who is this bitch? And it just fucked my day up after that.
Oh, that fucked your
not,
day.
Not your marriage.
You know, I didn't think about that. I was just thinking about my day being fucked up. Now, how
so,
am I going
to
get out of this?
So, but you
copped
to it? You were like, oh, this is actually a girl that I've been seeing?
I don't remember if I copped to it or not, but... What are you doing? I don't remember.
Tightening up this.
I don't remember if I copped to it or not. It was just that, you know, it was like basically sunshiny day because we both were off, and it was like, oh, we're going to have some sex. It's going to be fun. And my phone rang. Who is this bitch?
A sunshiny day.
It was a sunshiny day until my phone rang. I was having a good time and like, oops.
A happy day.
Yeah,
wait, so hold on. So what time of the morning did the phone ring?
Probably like 8. Like 8.
8 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's not super early.
8 a.m. during the week about, because it was probably around the time that I should have been at work.
Right.
And I don't think my side chick knew that I was not at work, so she was calling me at work, but I was at home. And my work cell phone rang. And my wife was like, who is this bitch?
Did your wife answer the phone or she just let it
go? So this was Elton's morning.
It was a sunshine morning.
It was, morning,
that's exactly the way it felt too. It was like, yeah. And at some point, yeah. And at some point, my phone rang. Yeah.
And then ring, ring,
ring, ring, and then.
Hey, Elton, who's that calling your work phone?
I don't know. Some random
bitch. Did she answer the phone? You know, you could have said anything.
I think she did answer the phone.
She answered the phone?
I think she did answer the phone. But
and what did the girl say? Is Elton there?
No, she didn't say that. I just got a bad history, man. It was bad, man. I'm sorry, man. I wish I could have him back, man. I don't want to.
No, because you got fodder for comedy now.
I got who?
Fodder for comedy.
I have it, but I don't use it.
This is what I'm fascinated by.
What are you fascinated by?
Because you got caught like six times.
I got caught probably more than six times, but six times is a good round number.
So, but that raises her antenna that shit's going on.
Right.
How'd you get caught the next time?
This is the first time you got caught?
No, it wasn't the first time. I got caught several times. I'm thinking I could just randomly think about times I got caught.
No, it wasn't the first time. Because if any time your phone rings, she's suspicious.
Right.
Right. So,
no more phone calls after that. No more phone calls. After that security.
Smoke signals.
After that security breach was broken, it was like I was infiltrated. I got to find another way. So I started using email. Email.
I need a new way to fuck around.
I started using email, and email was fine.
She broke that.
Well, because it was one day I was at work, and
she broke that. He says because.
Oh, there's always one because. Day.
It was one day.
Day you were at work.
I was at work, and it was sunshiny day, and my email that I used, dummy, was the email for our iTunes.
Oh, you had a joint like iTunes.
You were trying to get caught.
And then she was like,
you didn't set up a dummy account?
It was like, oh, the password. I can't get the password. What's your email password? So when I gave her my email password.
Wait a second. Was she trying to get the password to get into iTunes, or was she suspicious?
She was probably trying to get.
Or both.
She
could be both.
It was probably a combination.
Why didn't you set up a dummy account?
I didn't.
You email accounts are easy to make. You don't want to be a player.
This was probably 10 to 15 years ago.
Okay. Because when people got their first email addresses, they would share. It would be like a couple would share, or a household would share. They would have the Miller family AOL.com.
This was probably like 12 years ago.
Well, at that point.
Right, and then she asked for the email password, and I was like, oh, okay, you need the email password to get an iTunes. Now, I'm not thinking that she's going to open up my email, so she goes in there.
Well, what was the password?
I don't remember.
Like, I'm not a player? Was that like, did that raise the antenna?
No, that wasn't what it was. Probably something simple.
Okay.
But
so she goes into the email.
She goes into email
and starts reading it.
And then she reads email, but then she finds a video. She finds a video I shot, or it was a picture I shot of some other chick. No, she was giving me head. And she was like, oh, she
told on yourself, man.
And then my sunshiny day went to my son. It's so bad. It's like I feel so bad rehashing this, man. It just makes me feel bad.
And took a picture of her sucking my dick.
Yeah. So.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
That was it. It was so much fun.
So wait a minute. So you took a picture of this girl blowing you.
Yeah.
And then emailed it to her?
I emailed it to myself. I put it in my email. That's where I saved it.
You're a fucking creep.
That's where I saved it, because I wanted to look at it again.
You saved it in your fucking inbox?
I saved it in my inbox.
You're a fucking creep.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy of me. I admit that.
And then she saw it. And she was like, that's not my face on your dick.
No, it's not. It's not. She was like, oh.
And then what did she do? Call you?
She called me and she was very upset. And then my sunshiny day turned to a stormy day again.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
But I guess, I don't really have a defense, but I honestly.
No, you don't.
I love that all these stories are just. That was a bad day.
It was a bad.
That was a bad 5 minutes.
No, you don't have any defense.
So she called you and you had to cop to it.
I ain't no choice.
You can't say it wasn't me or not my dick.
But my response was, and I remember this because I was like, why are you going through my email?
Right,
that's the response of a guilty man.
I'm like, what you doing? I gave you the password to get into iTunes, not to go through my email.
Right, that's the breach.
That was
the line that was crossed.
That was another security breach, and I had to make another email.
Okay, so then you finally realized you needed a second email address.
I needed a second email
address. So how'd the next breach happen?
That one I don't remember. I think it was after
the girl showed up at your house.
I think
she was in bed with you, and your wife woke up. There's this girl in bed.
I think after that breach, she just stopped. I think she just actually was like, fuck it, I don't care no more. She's like, I can't do this. This is worse than having kids. It's like, I can't do this no more. Because I don't think that was honestly after that. I think she just
live piece. Y'all can see my head.
Yeah, yeah. See his bald head bopping up and down like a bobblehead dog.
This is your reaction when she just gave up.
Something tells me I'm in something good.
And that's what happened. But you know what? After all of that, she left me. But the thing is, when she
finally left.
After all that.
After all of that.
Over some bullshit.
Black women are they some resilient women, boy.
Well, you're testing them.
Yeah, I was testing her. She was good, though.
She was good, and you ruined it. Over and over again.
Well, she really wasn't that good, but
now he's making excuses.
Yeah. Well, she was.
Why didn't you just break up with her?
She was living in a horrible situation.
I wanted
situation.
To at the time.
What
honestly,
do you mean you wanted to? It's
well,
not it's hard
we,
to
we
not
had,
to.
We, well, it was
Y'all
so
no
weird. We had
together?
Such. We technically we didn't. She had two kids that I was pretty much their dad because when we met, her children were 1 and 3.
Okay.
And then now.
Oh, so you were like a real father figure for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to. I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to dip out on that.
Did they call you dad?
Well, me and my son, we don't really have a good relationship, but me and my daughter do, so it's not that big.
But deal. Growing up, I mean.
No, they didn't. They called me by my name.
They called you Mr. Elton Howard Jr.
That was
called you at Mr. Elton Howard Jr.
Yeah, at Mr. Elton Howard Jr. on my social media, IG, Facebook,
That's
Twitter.
Fascinating. You cheated on her 6 times that she knows about.
Right.
With the same girl?
Sometimes it was.
Oh, sometimes it wasn't?
Sometimes.
Nah, it was a few different women. But no, it was, okay. In my defense, I was very, self-conscious.
I think this is pretty defenseless.
No, it's not. It's not. Because some men don't truly understand what they're getting into.
You had to grow
like
up.
Like yourself?
I was truly, I didn't. I was truly self-conscious and I needed validation from other women to feel good about myself. Everybody's like, oh, it's just all about new pussy. Cheating is not about strange or new pussy. It's about how you feel about yourself. Because some men.
Isn't it funny how. Well, that's. What do you mean? That's well, exactly what it's about.
No,
new pussy clears your mind.
No, it's not about new pussy because it's
everybody
not.
Knows
you don't
that.
Wanna, no,
new
because
pussy
you don't want to.
Your mind right.
You don't want to hurt
loosens
nobody.
Your shoulders up.
Yeah, like, your back. Get that kink out your back. But
loosen
no.
Your shoulders.
But you. I mean, that. I didn't want.
Your eyes are clear. You start seeing.
You silly. That is not true. Well, in my defense, I went to counseling after she left me, and then I figured everything out. And now I'm a better person.
It took you long enough.
It did. I was in denial for a very long time. Is that my new song?
Yeah.
Is that Beat Today?
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah, I can. Thank you, DJ.
I can see all
That's exactly how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Obstacle is a girl shitting on your toilet.
Yeah, that's the fucking up my sleep number bed.
Those things are expensive. I got one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
They are cool, too.
Bright, sunshiny day.
Mine doesn't have any piss on it.
Man, lucky
None.
You.
None.
Yeah, lucky you, Andy.
Zero. Not even the dog.
Bright,
not even the sick cat.
Nope.
No, that's good. That's good, Andy. I'm so happy, man. That's great. I like the way you guys are making fun of my misery. That is so bad.
You should be made
dude,
fun of.
It's tragedy plus time, man. This
you
is the comedy.
Be made fun
tragedy
of.
Plus
the
time.
There's comedy
at.
In this.
Yeah, there
of.
Is.
All of our listeners are making fun of you now. We're going to get emails. 3 guys on emails now.
But I'm better. I'm better.
This you had a rough. You have a past.
I do.
You had a rough. A little rough patch.
I mean, it was bad because you know what? It was. It's, what was weird? Not what's weird. It's just what's dumb is that I grew up literally watching my stepdad cheat on my mom, and I said that I would never do that.
Oh, okay. That's
but
a pathology.
Environmentally, it's like it's like I couldn't resist it. But then, it's not even about new pussy though. It's just about how I felt. I didn't really feel good about myself.
It was self-esteem.
It was. It was because when I was younger, and then it was always like a factor of me running away from something, because even when I was a teenager, when my son's mother would get on my nerves, I had another girlfriend as a teenager for refuge. Like when this one got on my nerves, I would always run to the other one,
right?
Because it was refuge.
But you couldn't be single,
right? No. It, I,
like with no one.
No. And then and I think thinking back a tad bit further is like when my stepdad came into the picture.
Did you just say a tad bit?
thinking about when my stepdad came in the picture. My mother My mother gave all her attention to him, so I didn't have the attention of a woman.
Oh, classic. This is why people right. become comedians, right. by the way. There's the attention. There's a need for attention.
I needed that from, and I looked for it in a bunch of other women.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to get into the fact of what I saw when I was seven, because that would be too tragic. You don't want to hear
what you
that.
Saw?
What did you see?
What seven? I saw my mother get shot when I was seven.
Well, okay. Hold on. What?
You didn't know that? Black.
No. Who shot her?
Her yeah. first husband.
Yeah.
Okay. My sister's father shot her.
Did she survive?
She did. She's still alive and she gets on my nerves. I love her.
Well, she's got the Trump card. I took a bullet.
I got shot
she
for
did.
You.
I was like 50 Cent got shot too, but he's still rapping and what making
you
money.
You're trying to downplay.
No, I'm not trying to
bullet.
I'm not trying to downplay.
Get over it, Mom. 50 Cent did.
I love my mother, but yeah, I saw that.
I can see clearly now. Why can't you? Oh, because a bullet took your eye out.
Man, well, she has both of her eyes.
So you witnessed it?
Yes, it happened.
Was that like a domestic violence situation?
Yeah, it was.
And then did she break up with him?
I think she did after
okay,
that.
You should have learned.
After that, yeah. She was like in a coma for like 2 months.
Oh, she's in a coma?
Yeah, she
Where'd
was in a coma.
Where'd she get shot?
Where? Like parts of the body?
Yeah.
Like she got shot in the head. She got shot Jesus. In the face.
Oh, multiple shots?
Yeah, 5 times.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, that is 50 Cent level.
Yeah, that's 50 Cent.
He got 8, right?
Yeah, he got 9. I think he got shot 9 times, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, bang, bang, bang.
All right,
bang,
well, that gives a little context.
Yeah, I just want you to make you feel bad because I cheated on my wife, but I saw my mom get shot.
It worked. See, that worked. I'm picturing Lil Elton.
Yeah, that was me.
Lil Elton witnessing this.
Lil Elton. That's it. I saw that.
And now having this hole that he needs to be filled.
Exactly. That hole and that me running away. Because what happened was weird is when I talked to my sister about it. It's like after going to counseling, it's like all this shit was so vivid. Like, oh, this is why I'm this way and this is why this happened. This is why I act this way. And my sister remembered it more vividly than me because she was literally sitting in between them. We were in a car.
Jesus. You were in a car?
We were in a car and my sister was sitting on the armrest when old cars had the center armrest. She was sitting on was between her dad and my mom. I was in the back seat.
And he wasn't your dad?
No, he was hers.
Okay, right.
So, because she's like 4 years younger than me. So, and she's a grandmother, but that's not
the point. Jesus Christ.
Her granddaughter is 3, just turned 3. And she's not even 40 yet. But anyway.
Okay, yeah, so you got that going
right
for you.
And slightly. I'm a tad bit older than her as a grandparent. But when we was talking about it, I was going through counseling, all this shit was coming back, and I was like, oh, I was talking to her, and she was like, I remember this, and I remember that. And I was like, damn, I don't remember any of that.
She was like 3 when it happened.
Yeah. And she, the odd thing about when it happened to her was when my mother initially got shot, I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, he shot my mom in the face. He shot her in the face. And I saw the bullet go through her face. I jumped out of the car and ran to my grandmother's house and was like, hey.
Was the car moving?
It wasn't. It was stationary.
Okay.
But after he started shooting, because she was kind of fighting for the gun.
Yeah.
And that's why bullets kind of went all over the place. And
who was driving?
He was.
He was in the driver's
seat. And then he took off.
One hand on the wheel and one hand on the gun?
Right. So he took off and probably maybe like an eighth of a block. He turned the corner and he pushed her and my sister out of the car. And my mother literally was laying in the street and blood was like going down the gutter and shit.
Yeah.
And she was unconscious. And when my grandmother told me, I think my sister told me, that she was holding on to my sister, trying to protect her.
So your sister remembers all that.
Right. And she was unconscious. So she didn't let go. My grandmother had to go whisper to her.
Yeah.
So she was holding on so tight.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking about that, and a lot of shit goes on. And you try to make jokes, but the funny shit is like, it's like all of this you was cheating on your wife. Yeah, that was fucked up. But
I guess within the context, that's not that fucked up.
No, not really.
I could have shot you, bitch.
I could have.
Well, I didn't do that.
The shit that I've seen, this is not even top 10.
Did I shoot you?
No, it's not. It's not. But you work through this shit. I guess that's why we do comedy.
What happened to him? Did he go to jail?
That is such a mystery. He's dead now.
Okay.
But that's such a mystery because nobody knew. Because I was too young.
Yeah.
And I think about it because it was like some closure thing, like probably before he passed. I remembered as a child, I remembered how to get to his house when I went to visit Memphis.
Yeah.
And we drove straight there and it was like just to see it. Me and my sister, we was just chilling. I was like, let's go see. And when we pulled up, him and his mother were getting out of the car. It was such a surreal thing. Like, oh my God, this is the guy. I've never seen him since that day.
Yeah.
I mean, we were... full on me. I think I was probably in my late 30s and she was in her early late 20s or whatever. We saw him, and it was like really surreal. He was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that." And
so
this,
sorry, yeah, I shot your mama.
Yeah, I mean, he was
Well, now he's got some some perspective.
Well, apparently he was like a really heavy drug user. He was on PCP.
Oh yeah, he was fucked up,
man.
Definitely.
But yeah, it was just a weird thing.
And he probably did some time then, and maybe had the reform.
I don't know if he did any or not. That's the thing that's not clear. I don't know.
Someone had to.
And then I don't know. My grandmother like, I don't care. I don't know. I just remember when he died, my grandma was like, I just want to go spit on his grave. So she was.
I know someone else shit on it.
Yeah.
She loves that. She loves shitting on things.
Yeah, she could do that. Go.
Yeah, just bring a washcloth because she's gonna be getting back in the car after.
Yeah.
You don't
want to
fuck that up.
Yeah, but it's that's the crazy part of life. I guess you just take it as it comes, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's a good story. This is WTF level.
This is WTF.
This episode. Hilarious. We didn't even talk about the monster.
The Bigfoot?
No, not Bigfoot. the AIDS situation.
Oh, the AIDS
the monster.
Oh, that's
we don't
that's,
talk about.
We don't have to talk about that. The L doesn't have AIDS. That's not what we're.
No, I don't have AIDS. No,
we don't want people. No, we don't want people thinking that. No, there was
I don't
a
have AIDS. I don't have herpes. No.
No. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Or
no. No, I've been to the doctor. I have high blood pressure, and my cholesterol is high, but I don't have herpes.
What is your cholesterol? Do you know the number?
It was like 2. It was like over 2 because it's not supposed to be over.
What is high? I don't even know.
High is over 2.
Okay. And you're a little over 2?
Yeah, a little over 2. But I think it's down now because I just stopped eating fast food and I start cooking more myself.
You got that's why dirty dishes.
So. That's why I got
that's why you got roaches.
Low
that's
cholesterol,
why.
But high roaches.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? What's the trade-off?
It definitely is a trade-off. As soon as
you
we
could,
finish
you
this,
could just be eating, you know, bad.
Yeah, I could be eating bad and have
food
no
that
roaches.
Food comes in bags and cardboard.
Roaches.
Right.
Just
no,
throw the shit away.
No roaches.
And not girls who shit. Somehow I think this is all related.
But it might be.
But she's shitting out healthy food.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Like it's
yes.
A healthy shit.
Very healthy.
Yeah.
It didn't smell healthy. I don't know what
well,
healthy
of course,
shit.
Yeah, of course not. It shit.
I like that she tried to turn it around on you. Like, what?
She was. That's exactly what she did. She said this. She's like, you fart. Your farts are bad. I was like, bitch, really?
That's a desperate move right
farts
there.
Farts in the shit. That's a different thing.
And really, are my farts bad?
You should have. Well, do I fart in your face?
Yeah, I don't fart in your face. I didn't give you a Dutch oven. I didn't give you a Dutch. I should have. Now, after you shit it, now you shit it after I was showering, I should have gave you a Dutch oven.
What's with these nasty bitches?
To clean your navel.
You should have just kicked her out of your apartment forever.
Yeah, I thought about it, but she owed me $100, so I couldn't do that right away.
She owed you $100.
Yeah, she still owed me.
And a washcloth.
She still owed me $100.
Of course she did.
She did.
What did you give her $100 for?
She just needed to borrow it. It's like, oh, women, my ex even borrowed money from me like a couple months ago.
Your ex-wife?
Yeah.
Well, you owe her.
Yeah, I guess.
You should just, without hesitation, like, yeah but, here's a 50.
Yeah, but fuck that. I don't owe her that much.
And y'all listen to, Elton, you listen to gospel music?
No, I do not.
Not
I
at all.
Not
I
even
have
a
that
little.
Video
the
up,
bitches you don't know. You
no,
have the video up?
Not even a little gospel music.
There is a girl, Erica Campbell. She is a member of Mary Mary, the two sisters.
Right.
She came out with this new song called I Love God.
I love
L-U-H.
L-U-H.
And she's been getting a lot of hate about it.
Because it's got a trap beat.
Yeah. Trap beat.
A trap beat? A gospel song with a trap beat?
Well,
someone had to do it.
What? 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 He sings.
Is Funkmaster Flex going to drop a bomb in a second?
Yeah, I love God.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Chew.
I don't think that I could live no other way. Yeah. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve to give
me. What I think is hilarious is that
this is the girl who, by the way, was in the white dress we were talking about on Rod and Karen's show.
A little
show.
Too
this
sexy for gospel.
Oh, she's too sexy for gospel.
I love sexy. The fact that people are completely accepting of a song called I'm in Love with the Cocoa.
Yeah.
Which is the same basic beat.
Yeah.
And now she's like, I love God. They're like, oh, that's fucked up.
You shouldn't say that.
You shouldn't say that over that beat.
I'm forgiven.
Hey.
That beat is hot, though.
It's every trap beat, man. They're the same.
But you know they're censoring I'm in love with the Coco now. They literally, they censored on the radio now.
Basically, what are they saying instead?
They don't say anything. They say I'm in love with the boop, boop.
Oh.
That's the radio version.
They don't even change the words. They just eliminate the words.
Yeah.
So it's you.
And that's Lil Wayne?
No. Is it a sample? No. I don't know. God just loves God. You ain't got the money moving by yourself.
And you know you did it with a lot of air. So black people are complaining.
But she's not even singing though.
Black people are complaining. How dare she do that? It's so stupid.
Isn't this just repeating history? Remember when even like Motown and shit, it was like, how can you sing gospel songs over like a pop instrumental?
It goes back.
Aretha Franklin.
No, Ray Charles.
Mahalia Jackson.
Exactly.
She's back in the church where she belongs.
Ray Charles. Taking gospel sort of music and singing.
Yeah.
Anybody want to hear me? Keep let the church say amen.
Well, they call it the not satanic. I was gonna say satanic, not secular. Secular music.
Secular music.
Yeah. Secular music into gospel music. They don't like that. Christians don't like that. I mean, I just think all Christians are crazy anyway. After looking at the stupid ass video,
the brawl.
You're beating on the babies.
These are minors.
You hitting on minors. The minors got a gun. Will.
So black Twitter's been blown up about this.
I can see that. I can see this being controversial. Now she's singing.
Well, I think if she wasn't rapping, it would make it a little bit better.
No, because it wouldn't
matter. No. So what kind of beats they want? And music is music.
They don't want it to sound like anything that regular people listen to.
Well, like Christian rock sounds like rock. Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess at some point people probably weren't accepting of that either. Like, this sounds like Motley Crue. How dare you? You know?
People have to be more accepting. I mean, music is music. If that's how she wants to express.
If this message reaches somebody, then shouldn't that be what it's about?
I mean, what would be the difference between that and Kirk Franklin in the past?
Nothing. Kirk Franklin got a lot of static, too.
But you have to get to your people, and that's how you get to your people, because they need more.
No, you got to educate these people and tell them that that's not the way. Listening to that worldly music.
I mean, I'm not a Christian, and I'm not.
It's a gateway thing.
Is it?
This song is a gateway to "I'm in Love with the Coco."
Oh. So and next thing people, you know,
I'm in
thing
love.
You know,
hey, you know that.
Thing you know, you're shitting in somebody's bathroom while they take a shower. That's
you know,
how that goes.
You know, Coco has got up to 112 million views.
Stupid ass.
Here comes
song.
The beat drop. Here it comes. Yeah, I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
You.
Stop judging. I love. You're not supposed to judge. You love God. What's wrong with you? Nothing.
Was that the one that broke out her husband's windows when she found her husband was cheating?
I think so.
Oh, so she's a little ratchet.
Yeah, she is definitely a little ratchet.
Yeah, how dare she react when her husband gets caught cheating? What kind of woman does that?
What kind of woman?
She should just take it and stay married for 10 more years.
What kind of woman would go through that?
Oh, strong black women, goddammit.
Shouldn't she just wait for her husband to have therapy?
Strong. Yeah, she just
realize
just wait.
Things for himself.
Wait, this is all institutionalized. The white man is the problem. It's not me.
You know what it is?
It's not me, baby. It's the white man. The white man got me held down. I don't know. I love you. And I love all the mother bitches.
This
too.
Is turning into a really bad day for me.
Don't make my day cloudy.
Something tells me I'm in something good.
You know I got pulled over there. I almost God. Got shot.
You what? You
almost? No, I'm just saying that would be my excuse.
Oh, it's been rough.
It's the police. It's the police. They hold me down, baby. I'm a black man in America. Come on, baby. Let me have a couple side bitches, please.
A couple.
Let me have one side bitch and a couple hoes. That is my theme song. Is everything good in the neighborhood?
No, I met a new girl in the neighborhood.
Oh, so that makes it even better.
Yeah. Look how happy this guy is. He's so happy to be singing this song.
Who is that?
Herman's Hermits.
Oh, Herman's Hermits? What was... I need that song.
I bet this dude has a dark side.
Mike right there. Sounds like something to do with right.
Hermits,
Monkeys.
Hermit. I just need that lyrics. I just want the lyrics of that song to be put in them. a modern song. The same exact lyrics.
Like a trap beat.
Oh, yeah. A trap beat.
I bet someone weird out.
You into something good? I'm into something good.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
Where we at?
You don't love God?
109.
What's wrong with you?
Elton ate us up an hour of time telling us it's...
Oh, there's more. There's even more.
I know there is.
Oh, there's so much more.
I know there is.
I'm such a tragic.
We haven't gotten into Tinder yet. Oh. We haven't even gotten into your Super Bowl Sunday hookup. Oh, that's what I was thinking of earlier.
Oh, I know. I heard that come out.
I'll just give a quick... This is all I had to say about that. Elton met a girl on Tinder on Super Bowl Sunday who came over and they hooked up. He found the one person without plans on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, how does that even happen?
Hey,
she wanted to spend the whole Super Bowl.
She didn't have fun.
He met her that day on Tinder.
She was down. She was from North Carolina. She was down there because she had a death in the family.
So, you took advantage of her fragile emotions.
I did. I took advantage, but she wasn't that fragile because it was her gay uncle.
With somebody who
it was her gay uncle that she didn't know that. It was her gay uncle that she didn't know that.
I'm just not gonna do
that. Okay, she didn't know her gay uncle that well. Nah. So she came down just out of obligation. For
yeah,
the family.
With her mom. Yeah, right. She came out with her mom. And right. She ended up coming down.
Right, and then she came over to your house.
Yep, she came over to my house and she got the...
Came to get skeezed.
Yeah, she
stuck
got
you
it.
For your stash in your pissy mattress.
That's what she did.
Shit in your bathroom.
She came up. No, she did. I don't think she took a bowel movement. I don't, she might have peed, but not in the bed. Not in the bed. She peed in the bathroom. No, she peed in the bathroom. I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's what's fascinating to me is that she didn't have anything to do on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, that is fascinating, Andy. You found that.
You found her.
I did. I was just like Tinder. You know how Tinder goes.
And she came to you.
She did. It took a little coaxing, but she made it. Come on, baby. I'm not gonna kill you. I'm not gonna cut you up in pieces.
Does that work when you say that to a girl?
I think I did say that.
You declare that I'm not. That would make me think this person.
Yeah, this motherfucker's gonna kill me.
I'm not on the run or anything.
I'm not on the run.
This is my apartment. Don't worry about that body over there. It's okay.
I'm into something good.
Mm-hmm. Just want to watch the Super Bowl with a new friend.
Did you watch the game with her?
I did. I watched the Super Bowl with her new friend.
Little nightcap?
Little nightcap. Right. How about three of them?
Three of them?
Three.
Oh, y'all was drinking?
No. Actually, no. I had a couple beers, and she was sober completely. So, no, alcohol did not have any effect on either of us.
All right.
That's why she didn't shit in your bathroom.
That might be why. Alcohol is a diuretic.
Let's talk about this Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. Since we're comics.
Yeah, we are.
Sarah Silverman. Well, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about myself and Andy. Sarah Silverman wrote a... Two New York club owners responded to Sarah Silverman's commentary on equal pay, which has been updated. Sarah Silverman doesn't think a woman asked for equal pay. What the fuck just happened? Oh my!
I'll play the video. It's a video interview that she did, where she talked about equal pay.
Still here though.
Hold on, I don't know. It might crash on mine too.
Everything it just came back.
Okay, I got it up here. She was talking about equal pay.
And you know when you guys were talking about
there she is
asking for more. It made me think about basketball. I play basketball. I've always played basketball. But I've been playing with mostly men. And when you do that, you tend to...
Here comes the sad music.
Every basket you miss is like missing 100 baskets. And that comes from inside.
I actually know what she's talking about. You've been playing with a girl and she misses one, you're like, she's not getting the ball again.
Fuck, I'm not giving her the ball again.
Oh, the girl. So I get where she's coming from with that. She does have to, I guess, make more baskets, but I'm not passing to her again. Fuck this. She sucks.
The guys I'm playing with aren't going, oh, man, you know, they're not, they're thinking about their own shots. They're thinking about,
mm-hmm. No, I'm thinking about how bad you suck.
And I realized that.
I'm going to make myself feel better.
So much pressure on yourself, and you take it all so seriously. I mean, I love playing really hard, but
hard?
I also love talking shit and joking around. And I realized,
where's she from?
You can't
hard.
Take a shot and miss and feel like it means you've missed 100 shots and that you're burdening your team or something. The guys shoot and miss all the time, most of the time. And they get better. And, you know, I'm old now. And since I've realized that, and realized that it's come from inside me, how you think, what you think you deserve.
Oh, is it, did this jump to the later part of the interview?
I think so.
You know, my therapist said,
she's talking about nothing right now, as far as I'm concerned.
We don't get what we want. We get what we think.
Maybe,
maybe
this is where she brings it up.
And I think as women, as a whole, being able to ask for what you want.
Maybe. Let me see.
If we can understand
what
we deserve.
We'll go back to the beginning.
And, you know, I was pretty well known already.
Yeah. So it was before that. The video skipped ahead.
15-minute sets at this club, the New York Comedy Club.
She's with Todd Barry, and she is hanging out with him. They went to New York Comedy Club in Manhattan. They each did 15-minute sets.
Club. And he paid me $10, and it was a Saturday night. I didn't think anything of it, you know. And we were outside talking, and Todd somehow brought up that he, you know, mentioned that he got $60. He just got $60, and I just got $10. We did the exact same time, back to back, on the same show. And so I went back inside, and I asked the owner, Al Martin, and I said, Al, why did you pay me $10 and you gave Todd Barry $60? And he, you know, it was so perfect, because it goes, oh, did you want a $60 spot? It was symbolic. I didn't need $60. I mean, I but it's, you know, it's pretty shitty. I think the best person for the job should get jobs.
So that's the story. She was talking about sexism, and that's her example. One of, I'm sure, many other examples she's had. And Al Martin is still around. He doesn't own New York Comedy Club anymore. He owns Broadway Comedy
Club.
One club
now.
Still in New York. He made a video and also posted on their Facebook page. Here's his video.
Hi, Sarah Silverman. Al Martin here. It's been a long time. We haven't spoken. And I noticed your video on the internet yesterday. And the quality was real good. But I could tell you that the content was absolutely false. You see, when you're going to tell a story on the internet, you should be truthful. And the truth is that you were not booked on that show in question that evening. You were a guest spot. You came in with Todd Barry. Todd Barry was a booked spot that night. And at the end of his spot, he received his pay. You did your guest spot, left. You started talking to Todd outside. I guess you found out he was paid. Assumed you should get paid. Then you came back to me and asked for pay. I felt bad. You were starting to get some stuff on TV, and I didn't want to have a bad relation with you. So I decided to give you some cab fare. Apparently you misunderstood that to say that I pay women less.
So that's his video.
That's his video.
The difference between a guest spot, for a lot of people don't know, is you are not booked on the show in advance. They give you it's a free spot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's because you ask because you're like, hey, I'm going to be in the area. Can I come do a few
come
minutes?
Can I come do a guesty?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's because you need it for something. Like, hey, I need to make a video, a six-minute video. Can I do a guest spot at your show and make a video? Or whatever the case. I'm trying to run this set for Conan or something. You know, whatever it is. So a booked spot is they book you, and there's a budget for X number of booked spots per show, and they have that much money for that night. And if someone walks in and does a guest spot, they don't have a paid spot on the show, because those, now she did apparently the same amount of time as Todd Barry, 15 minutes. But
lucky her.
But she wasn't booked.
I say lucky
show.
Her because guest spots aren't normally that long.
Yeah, it's a long time.
So if you get a long guest spot,
it's like 7 minutes or whatever.
Lucky you.
But it's kind of stupid though. If it was a guest spot, you don't get paid for guest spots. This is, everybody knows that. So I didn't get paid. You had a guest spot.
And also the weird thing is too is that there isn't really a sliding scale in New York for money. It's the spot pays this. Everybody's 15-minute spot pays, you know, $25 or $50 or $5 or whatever it's going to be. And comics talk. So if that was the case, we would have heard about so many instances
of
a woman getting much less than
a
man.
None of us have ever heard it.
It just doesn't happen like that in New York. Either you don't get paid anything or you get paid the same as everybody else. 15-minute spot equals $15 or whatever. So that's a weird thing. Like, I'm sure she's dealt with a lot of sexism, obviously, but that's not the best story to illustrate that.
It isn't.
No, not at all. And that's my problem with it is It's like the black person who cries racism when something's not racist. You've just now made it harder for the next person behind you when something racist does happen.
Right, because you're crying
you've
wolf.
You just not made it hard for him.
You're crying wolf and nothing's actually happening. Hard for him.
Why would you do that?
Well, that's how she interpreted it.
That's how you interpret it. But here's the thing. She's not some rookie babe in the wood who doesn't know stand-up comedy. She knows stand-up comedy. She knows how the situation works. She knows the thing. Now, did you feel like you should have been paid as much as Todd because you did the same amount of time? I can see you feeling like that, but it's a guest spot. You right. know it's a guest spot. You know you didn't have a book spot when you got to that club. You know that they just put you on the show. You know that.
Right. You just showed up and they put you on.
You just showed up. You know that. You know you. No one goes to a club thinking that they've been, well, I was booked, right? Well, no, because nobody right. told you that you were booked.
They try it once in the club.
You
like,
knew
the
that going in. It's disingenuous for her to be like that. It's because she knows how comedy works. She knows how the booking system works. She knows everything. So for her to say, well, I didn't know that, that's not, I don't like when people do that kind of stuff. When people say, I didn't know. You did know. You're not stupid. That makes
so
me.
So you know she knew. So why would she bring it up to make it look like she?
It's a silly example. It's a silly example. Well, I'm sure she has other examples that are much better.
It doesn't make sense.
This also happened 15 years ago, and her memory of it might be a little bit hazy.
Obviously,
you remember. You don't always remember details. You remember how something made you feel. So she might have the feeling of what happened, might be filling in the blanks in her memory of how it happened. So.
Yeah, because I didn't cheat on my wife. I don't remember.
There you go. Right, exactly. No one shit in your bathroom.
I don't remember that stuff.
No, not at all. No,
no one shit in your bathroom.
Great marriage.
Yeah. You're into something good.
Yeah. Poop.
So she was using that as her example of sexism. And she said, actually, in the video after that, like, you know, anytime I'm on Twitter and all this, anytime you bring up anything like this, that's where you get the most vitriol back. Which happened here. She got all these people calling her a cunt on Facebook and stuff.
Really? Because
Broadway Comedy Club, it wasn't just that video from Al Martin. He actually posted as well. Are you kidding? You come in my club 15 years ago and asked for a guest spot. I did not ask you to perform and you were not booked. And then you asked me for pay. You asked to work out some material. Then you make this a gender pay thing. Sarah, great cause. I am with it. But I did not pay you less because of gender. I paid you less because Todd Barry was booked and you weren't. It was a guest spot. So I gave you some car fare, which actually is more than any all one sentence. More than any other club would have given
just
for a
Twitter.
Guest spot. Funny how in your attempt to become a superhero with a noble cause, you forget that little fact. Guest spot.
And by the way, he has...
First of all,
he has every right to say that. In my opinion, he has every right to say that. Because she named him by name for something that didn't happen the way she said it happened. So he is, I don't want to say defamed. It's not...
As long as we believe him.
I mean, but the thing is that she...
You know why I have no reason to believe him? Because we've never heard another female comic say... Al Martin doesn't pay the same amount of money. We have heard many comics say, Al Martin don't pay shit.
Right.
But it's because everybody's getting paid
the same shit, non-money. Yeah.
You know, we've heard that many times.
Yeah, but this is something that's going to the general public. So we would automatically, if we weren't comedians, we would automatically think oh, this is sexism.
Well, wow, he's fucked up.
Right, he is definitely.
Fucked up. So yeah, he's going to be mad. I don't blame him for being mad.
It's a guest spot. It's a guest spot, girl. You tripping.
Yeah.
That's how you would approach it? Hey, this is Al Martin. It's a guest spot,
girl.
You tripping.
Yes, you.
Tripping. I don't blame him for being mad. I don't blame him for being mad at all. I'm wondering if she's going to come with another video saying, oh, that's right, I'm sorry, I didn't. She's not going to do that.
The current owner of New York Comedy Club, Emilio Savone, of course, now he's doing another PR spin, is in full agreement with Silverman's cause and is hosting a night of comedy to benefit, hashtag, ask for more to prove it.
Which is ridiculous.
This is just...
Women don't get underpaid
this is PR
in
now.
New York City. It doesn't work like that.
We are not the same ownership. We recently took over the club. We are new owners, and if you look at our lineup, we have some of the most diverse lineups in the city. We always make it a point to have diverse lineups. We're huge supporters of women in comedy, Savone added. That the current incarnation of New York Comedy Club not only seeks gender diversity on its stage, but also ethnic diversity and a good mix of new emerging talent. Come to our club and pay us, everyone.
It's ridiculous. Well, one's getting underpaid. It doesn't work like that. Everybody's making the same amount of money.
I think for headliners working clubs on the road, I think
yes,
women get
then
less.
It happens. But yeah. No club in New York, you literally couldn't do that. Because it would comics, everybody knows everybody. Everybody's working the same thing. Everybody knows.
Maybe there's shit we don't know.
It would have to be.
Maybe there's shit that we don't know.
It would have to be something that we don't know, and it would have to be something that
we should ask.
Friends of ours don't know.
Right, we should ask around.
It would have to be.
We'll call Ted.
Like, I know.
Ted knows.
I'm very much friendly with Leanne Lord. I have never heard Leanne Lord complaining about.
Right.
She's a vocal woman. She would be loud about it.
Right, Leanne Loud. That's what I call her.
No, I would never. I've never heard her say anything about it. You think Miranda Franklin would just sit by and allow this to happen?
Maybe,
and not say anything?
And that's the thing, because you think, well, maybe the bigger names do get the same, but Sarah Silverman at the time was getting on TV and shit, so yeah. She would be in that realm of comics that wouldn't get
and
fucked.
You know, and I haven't heard anybody say the tale of as they were coming up, yeah, we weren't making any money and blah blah blah.
Everyone has the same
everybody
story.
Has that story, but that's because no one's making any money because you're doing guest spots.
Right.
You don't start making money until you start getting to paid spots.
Right. Yeah, paid money.
And then there might be some gap when you start headlining clubs and stuff on the road. There are
that's
stories
when you start to see it when you're out on the road.
The club's like, oh, women don't draw, so
don't
we're going to
pay, so
pay
you less.
And they make up shit.
You start seeing shit.
Or
like
we're
that.
Just not going to book women. That happens too.
Yeah.
Women
on
don't
the
draw,
road,
so we're not going to book
but
women.
But not inside New York City.
Not for the typical showcase spot, at least not to my knowledge. And I was there for a few years.
Yeah, so was I.
And we still know people there.
Yeah.
So, but and Sarah Silverman, by the way, probably has dozens and dozens of examples of actual bullshit that she had to deal with.
Yeah, of course, she's a woman, but
she should have came up with.
Right, that is a horrible example. I mean, it's a guest spot. He even said in his tweet, guest spot.
Yeah, he said it like three times.
Yeah, regular comedians.
So that makes it
we
true.
All comedians know about guest spots. You don't get paid for a guest spot.
You get paid no
you
money for a guest
spot.
Don't
get paid. You ask to go
you
up.
You weren't booked in advance.
Right, it's yeah. Simple, but you tell it to the general public, oh my God, they're so sexist. That's so wrong. Her
no, they're workist.
They're
where they will try not to pay us if they can. If they can get around not paying us, they're going to get around not paying us.
That's wrong for
exposure.
They're going to do that. If they can figure out a way to not pay you, they're going to not pay you. Believe that.
We're hour 26.
We're at hour 26. Let's bring this one home on Elton's Tales.
Is that what we're doing?
Listen, people, we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you guys. Come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. Remember, tomorrow night, we are at the Big Hunt. See how you say that? Cunt hunt.
Yeah, it's like a big, giant cunt.
A big, giant cunt.
The Big Hunt tomorrow in D.C.
8 o'clock.
The show starts at 8 o'clock. That is down on Constitution Avenue. Connecticut Avenue down by
DuPont Circle.
Come on through. The Big Hunt, D.C. Show starts at 8. We will be there. It's down in the basement.
Then Saturday, catch me opening for James Davis at his DVD recording. Check my face. I'll have it on Facebook and probably on Twitter and my website.
You know, we didn't read my my
iTunes review?
Yeah, and I'll be.
Yeah,
I don't. We have to get on iTunes. I don't have iTunes on my tablet.
Yeah, I'll be at the Draft House on Friday, eating some free food.
Yeah, go ahead and plug. If eating free food. You're on a diet, man. You're trying to lose weight. You're trying to eat better.
I got to get my cholesterol down.
You got to get your cholesterol down. You got to get your roaches down too.
Get my cholesterol down. I'll be at the Draft House on Friday.
Elton will be at the Draft House on Friday, taking part in. And free mozzarella
maybe
sticks.
He said maybe. He just
maybe he'll do a guest spot. We'll give you a chicken tender.
Yeah, I'm a complainer.
It's one gender.
Gender run along, kid. Run
one
along.
Tender.
Gender equality.
Where's my search? Where's the search part of?
Can a black man get a chicken wing up in here?
You can't. Where's you the search at?
A chicken tender.
Are you looking for the iTunes reviews?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't use iTunes. I have it on my desktop. But I don't even have it on my laptop. I don't even fuck with it.
You don't fuck with iTunes?
I don't fuck with iTunes.
So where's all your music at?
Amazon. Well, first of all, I buy music. I don't stream it. So I don't do Spotify and shit like that. I usually buy from Amazon, though. MP3s.
Oh. But where's this store?
That's all. I have a computer. I have an external hard drive.
Okay.
And I have it on my phone.
Yeah, I put all my music on iTunes because I got a Mac. Sorry.
Yeah, you got a Mac. See, I don't have...
I got a Mac.
Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
There it is.
Elton's got a Mac. That's a pretty clean computer.
Mm-hmm.
51.
Nope. No search results. Oh, 2 M's.
See, I can see the reviews, but it's like oldest to newest. I can't see the new ones. It only shows like the first three.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Because
you got to be on the iTunes... actually, on the computer. I'm on my.
I don't think
I'm on the website. I'm on iTunes at apple.com. It doesn't matter. You guys can go look.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, go look.
Go look at the reviews.
Give us another one.
Yeah, yeah, please, please give us.
Give us, and Stitcher, by the way. Please, please review us on Stitcher.
Yeah, that's important.
Because we're, we haven't gotten one of those in a while. So you don't have to say anything of anything material. Just say, these guys make me feel mighty real or something like that.
That's right. Nice and cozy. It's a sunshiny day all the time.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Something tells me.
It's a sunshiny day when I talk to these, when I listen to these guys.
Yeah, yeah. And you can, you know. Try not to call me a token, though.
No, don't call. Don't.
I might take that personally.
Call Andy the bad white cop. And then sometimes you put in a little put in a little review. Say, I like to request Elton Howard at least a couple times a month.
Right. Yeah. A couple times a month.
That'd be nice.
We'll see.
That'd be nice. Elton Howard. You got a lot of stories.
So a lot of untapped stories.
Yeah.
Untapped.
I'm good.
We haven't even covered the military years.
No.
Oh, that's scary. Ooh.
So come on back, people. Monday, we'll be here for you guys. Come see us third Friday night. Come see us tomorrow night. And we hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed Elton sitting in with us. Thank you for coming in, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Elton Howard Jr.
He hopes. He sounded secure on that one.
I think.
Mister. And we are three guys on. We are out.
I know the rules of the game. You hit it once, then break away clean. I should have never gone back, I know, but I had to have just a little bit more. My friends laugh, but that's alright. I may be a fool, but I know what I like. Now I hate to have to cheat, but it feels better when I sneak. Oh, I'm in love.